This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Welcome to our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is going to be looking at technologies to improve fertility in dairy cattle. This was presented in a webinar by Dr. Ron O'Sherry at the University of British Columbia in Canada, and he was looking at such techniques as video analysis, pedometers, which measures the walking of these cows, lying times, measuring how much walking around cows will be doing, and accelerometers, which actually measure cow movement itself. So these are all in the marketplace now at various prices as well. The real challenges with these newer technologies will be, of course, the risk of losing data. Certainly the batteries. Many of these are battery-driven, so do the batteries hold up well on these cows? How reliable is the data? And then finally, can you integrate this data into other systems such as DHI or other company software programs as well? So here are some of the results, Bill. First of all, the good news, there was really no difference in estrus detection when run on the cow and against timed AI programs, which is kind of the gold standard on many farms. The measure of intensity is important, and we also measure the length. This can be visually captured in these processes as far as when the cow is actually in the strongest heat cycle and how long it should remain in that estrus cycle as well. They looked at what effects that is, and the German data would say that if you have low peaks, which means not aggressive levels measured by these devices, there are 25% fertility versus 36% with high peaks. Brazil did some work, saw the same kind of trend, a 28% fertility with the low peaks. The high peaks are on 40%. Canada also did some measurements on pregnancy losses, and those that had low peaks, pregnancy losses ranged from 19 to 23% loss, but with the high peaks, 5 to 8%. So it does really make a difference out there in it. And then, of course, the viable embryos and some of the embryo transfer programs, Brazil followed 657 cows and reported much better results with the high intensity heats as far as that goes. Besides looking at fertility times, and by the way, these are very accurate. The data would say the validation, 88% of the readings were correct, and 83% predicted the ovulation times. Besides this, we can also use these tools to look at uterine infections, and that will have a big impact on estrus. Lameness can also be came, especially those that are monitoring cow movement on cows and swollen hocks. I have a big effect. Ovulation failures, which will tell us that if you have low intensity, you may want to be using GnRH. That's a hormone that can increase fertility on these cows. And, of course, ketosis can also be detected on some of these systems as well. So our take-home messages are, Bill, one, that all estrus cycles are not the same. They're not all the same in all cows. And so if we can determine when the high peaks are and how long they're in heat, that's going to be a real value on the dairy farm. We can also look at different types of on the farm in terms of which will be best to be utilized in your with your equipment. We need to know when the peaks are occurring because we can then determine when we should inseminate cows. And finally, if the peaks are low, we can use GnRH to improve the reproductive performance. Well, Bill, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Hey, have a great day.
Thanks, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
USDA's first forecast for 2024 farm income says in general farmers are going to see their profits down from last year by a big amount, 24%.
There are numerous reasons or numerous factors contributing to the forecast decline in farm income.
USDA economist Carrie Litkowski gave us a few of those factors.
Cash receipts, both for crops and animal products, are forecast to decline in 2024. Government payments that go to farm operations are expected to decline as well. And production expenses are forecast to increase, which would pull down net income.
USDA projects those production expenses to rise by almost 4%, while cash receipts drop by 4%. The reason for that reduction in cash receipts?
Lower prices for the commodities that farmers produce.
Even so, Litowski says the financial health of the farm sector is expected to remain strong, farm asset values growing faster than farm debt. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
U.S. dairy exports were a mixed bag in 23, as the latest data shows the results for the month of December and the year. High Ground Dairy's Alyssa Badger talks about it with Lee Milkey on our Milkey Monday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.